welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. This episode is a creepypasta in honor of my new podcast, Minecraft Spooky Stories. I hope you guys will go check that out right after this episode. The creepypasta in this episode is written by me. It is called History Better Left Untold. Keep in mind, this is a creepypasta, so if you do not sit well with spooky things, this episode is probably not for you. I hope you guys enjoy it.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
History better left untold. None of us knew the danger. We'd arrived at the village the day before, me and my friends. Our journey for supplies had lasted since the beginning, when we had appeared in this world. My friends had joined the world with me, and most stuck around. Why I write this is not for the friends who had stuck with me and began the hunt for the village, but to those who had disappeared during that hunt. Our party started out with 7 members. They were the Minecraft stereotypes in many senses. The pro, the builder, the noob, the one person who does nothing but takes everything. We settled in the forest we had begun in, Taiga. As most great adventures begin, we ventured out because we didn't have what we need. The group had mined iron in the area and exhausted the diamonds, but we wanted enchanted books. The easiest way to get books, of course, is trading with villagers. We started where we felt most at home, in the Taiga. We scoured the forest and came up empty-handed. We moved to the birch forest, into the plains. Nothing. Strange. One of my friends, let's call him Pro, decided that the plan was perfect for a diamond mine. He started mining while giving us a detailed narration in the chat of his findings and losses. The chat replay continued till all of us, including him, decided we were not prepared for the night and placed our beds to sleep. We arose from our beds, with light illuminating our party, and began the new day. The chat narration had stopped, but we justify it by saying Pearl had grown tired of typing continually. Only when we asked him for an update in the diamond mine did we notice his absence. He was not in the world, he had never left, but the server showed that he had left. The mine he was excavating was a short walk away from our camping spot, and we descended into the mine. The regular placement of torches left us with enough light to see, and enough to stop the hostile mobs from spawning, but we never found him. The only thing we did find was that another player disappeared in that mine. The same clues, left, but never say he did. We departed that evening. The village we found was in the plains, within 500 blocks of our sleeping spot. It was concealed by a small incline, which is why we did not notice it the previous day. In the village, we procured a librarian and set about on the tedious work of getting him to sell the right enchanted books. Our party of 5 set up camp in a villager building near the outskirts of the town. No luck with the librarian the first day. We set up our beds for rest and took to sleep. In the night, all of us were awoken by a noise of a crash. We knew it was probably nothing, but decided to investigate. The buddy system was applied due to the disappearances 2 days ago. 2 players, let's call them Chain and Bell, took up the job of looking. The rest of us waited, sitting on our beds, awaiting the return of the others. Finally, the door opened to admit the players, but only one came through. Bell slammed the door behind him and began a chilling tale. Bell attested that the sound had no discernible source, and they looked together for a little while. Then they split up temporarily to do one last check. Bell had taken to searching near the blacksmith, and Chain near the fisher's hut. After only a minute of being split up, Bell heard a tiny, muffled scream. He rushed to the source and saw something he would never forget. Above Chain's body, something with red eyes. Something that killed Chain. Bell uttered a muffled shout, and the something turned towards him. Eyes glaring. Bell rushed to the house where we were, without looking back. We sat in silence, absorbing the news. I knew what this was. This has happened to me before, but with animals. This was the History Gatherer. A creature that is only satisfied when it knows the answers to everything. A heartless abomination that would do anything for its goals. It would extract information in any way necessary, including killing. It had glowing red eyes. The others gasped at the new information. But then we heard a shout outside. It had come. It broke through the door. Bell flew against the wall because of the force of the impact. Its glowing red eyes swept the room, focused on me. The others lunged to attack the beast, but within human power, it struck them down. Thou shook, the roof started to sag. Then a part of the roof above me broke free and landed on me, sending me to the floor and covered in debris. I was blind to what happened next, but when I stood up out of the rubble, the creature had killed all my friends, and I was the last one. I stared into its eyes and waited for the end to come. Thank you guys for listening to Minecraft Short Stories and the creepypasta I wrote today. It was a little bit cliche, especially the glowing red eyes, which is actually officially classified as a cliche trope by the Minecraft Creepypasta Wiki. But I hope you guys enjoyed the episode anyway. Make sure to leave a review and tell your friends all about the podcast. See you guys inside the next episode.